Welcome, everyone, to a very special episode of the Air Raid Podcast. This is Air Raid Live number 2, taped back in June 20th of 2015, the year of our Lord, at Naked City Brewery right there in Greenwood, Seattle. The beautiful city of Seattle, with special guests this week, Pickwick, Mikey and Maddie, and very, very great stand-up comedy by the wonderful and talented Alicia Sanchez. We'll get to that in just a moment, but we gotta say that we couldn't have done it without the help of Artist Home and Do206.com, man. So these companies really helped us out this year with this live show, and of course, Naked City Brewery for having us there. It was awesome. It was awesome. Artist Home, of course, are the people behind such events as Timber and Timber Music Festivals, the summer and winter music festivals that take place here in Washington, and also this great concert series that takes place here in Seattle at Golden Gardens throughout the summer, just curating amazing musical talent in its most natural form, folks. So keep on the lookout for that. Do206.com, of course, is a place where you can find out about all these events that are going on. Go to do206.com, and it's a concert calendar and event calendar for everything happening here in the city of Seattle. And if you want to find out if they're doing stuff in your neighborhood, your neck of the woods, outside of Seattle, you can go to dostuffmedia.com and find stuff there, right? Yeah. Find your area code, see if they're in your city. That's for sure. Okay, let's do this, shall we? There are a couple things that are more visual on here, and we've taken some stuff out. We've edited it down and made a great episode for your ears. Yeah, all right. So bear with it if there's some visual stuff, but I think it's going to transfer just fine. It's going to be great, guys. All right. Here is our live episode number 2 to a sold-out crowd at Naked City Brewery on June 20th, 2015. Enjoy.
Oh, come on, you guys can clap longer than that. Come on. Jesus Christ. It's an audio medium, people. Come on. Hello and welcome. Welcome to the Air Raid Podcast. This is our second live taping at Naked City Brewery here in Greenwood, Seattle. Second sold out, completely sold out pre-sale show. Can you believe that? That wasn't that big of a clap for that one. I felt better about that one. All right. I am your host, Aaron Roden. Thank you all for coming tonight. We have a great show planned for you. Comedian Alicia Sanchez is here. Music by Mikey and Maddie. And Michael and Galen of Pickwick. Complete with Broken Leg, which I'm sure we'll get into in a little bit. I had one hell of a stress dream the other night before this show came up, guys. Do you mind if I tell you about that? It's my fucking show, so I'm going to. So I was taking a nap the other day, and I had a stress dream that I was following my daughter, my four-year-old, beautiful four-year-old daughter, through a playground, and we were going through this tube, right? And I figured out, hey, I'm too big for that tube. I can't fit through there. So I'm going to go underneath this bridge. I got stuck underneath the bridge. And I'm yelling for help, and nobody is coming to help me. Not even my wife. And there's two people that are standing down at the bottom of the hill. We know these people. And they have a shitty little kid. And they were staring up at me, and they were smiling. And I was like, help me, help me. And nobody's helping me. And then there, I look up, and there's their shitty little kid pouring sand directly onto my face. Does anybody know about dreams in this room? Can anybody tell me what that means? Anyway, I threw the kid down the hill. But I was awake for that part. All right. How many people in here actually listen to the Air Raid Podcast? Show of hands. Oh, everyone. Great. That's perfect. This, like I said, this is an audio medium. I can say whatever I want. Well, so for the people who have listened to the show before, you know that we sometimes get hate mail. And this happens with people who do things on the internet, right? You get hate mail. For some reason, the anonymity thing really takes hold of some people, and they feel like they need to tell you their fucking thoughts on what you're doing, right? It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. But in the 5 years that we've been doing this show, I have saved some of my favorite hate mail. Now, there's one thing about hate mail. When I get it, it used to really, really grate on my ego. I've got a huge ego, you guys. You can laugh louder. It's fine. So what I do now when I get hate mail is I pretend that it's coming from somebody that is evil in history. And I like to put on some harp music. Mason, can we get that harp music going? I like to pretend that the hate mail is coming from really, really shitty people. All right? So we're going to read some of these. I got it. Bend over. All right. Let's get going here, shall we? Everybody relax. What do you think? I'm going to come sit over here. All right, this email comes from Creepy Guy with Speedo. Subject: where's all the dudes? That started out good, right, Alicia? I'm not a sexist person at all. Yeah, it gets better. But I feel like you're having too many women on the show lately. Are you consciously, actually that says conciously, making this decision? I mean, I'm all for women getting their message out there and sharing their experiences, but not in every episode. If I could make a suggesting, try alternating male and female episodes. Thanks. P.S. I'm not even going to try to listen to the episode with Lindy West. Thank you, Creepy Guy and Speedo. This next one is from Crying Kim Kardashian. Subject: my impression of Air Raid. Here's my impression of your latest episode of Air Raid. Humble brag, humble brag, humble brag, plug, 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 brag, brag, bad joke, brag, humble brag, bad joke. She goes on. Brag, brag, name drop. Ooh. Good one. Brag, plug, lame song. Brag, 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 humble brag. Name drop, ooh, two in a row. Bad joke, brag, brag, plug, brag, lame song, Finn. I told you these were great. All right, it's kind of a long one. This one's from Hitler. Subject: WTF. We will be swearing quite a bit throughout this show, so bear with us. What the fuck? Are you trying to deliberately sabotage my show on purpose? I had a phone interview all lined up with blank, and he canceled at the last minute because his schedule was just not going to allow it. And come to find out, he goes on your show instead. You snaked my guests. Get your own fucking ideas, you hack. Fuck you. I mean, listen to some harp music, bro. I replied to this one. Whoa, buddy. No offense, but this is the first time I have heard of your show and blank, and I had blank lined up to come on for months. I'm sorry if you feel like I'm snaking your guests, but I'm just seeking out comedians that I really enjoy. Hitler replied, bullshit. Fuck you. This is real. really happens. Okay. 2 weeks later, another reply from Hitler. I'm really sorry. I'm going through a divorce, and blank canceling on me really set me off. I know, things just got dark. I apologize for my accents. You do great work. So, he's no longer Hitler, he's just a dick. Alright. This one comes from creepy small face Dr. Phil. Subject, your laugh. I hate the way you laugh at things that are not necessarily funny. It sounds... It sounds like it might be a nervous tic. You might want to get that looked at. Signed, love the show. All right. Okay, this one comes from Kim Jong-il in his underwear. Subject, Jesus, dude. Just got done listening to your episode with Mark Arm of Mudhoney. Gotta say, it was pretty awful. Why didn't you ask him about his drug use? Seems like a pretty pertinent question considering what you guys were talking about. Maybe you didn't do your research? Bing. Maybe you aren't even a fan of his and you just thought that having him on would bring you some kind of street cred. I have no idea. Fucking get a clue, man. Either do your research or stick with guests you actually are into. Once again, anyway, love the show. Let's end this on a positive note, shall we? Subject, you are the super best ever. I like you. Wait a minute. I got a whole script worked out here, guys. Come on. Yeah, subject, you are the super best ever. Your show is amazing and wonderful. I listen every week and find it super interesting, and I learn so much about new music and awesome artists, new and old. Plus, you are super hot, and I want to have your babies, and your voice is sexy, and you are not fat, nor is your bald spot noticeable. Signed, I love you. And that came from me. We have got a great show planned for you tonight. Are you guys ready to have a good time? Because I, for a fact, know that that wasn't very fun. So, without further ado, please put your hands together for our very special first guest, Alicia Sanchez.
Hi, how are you guys doing? Good? Cool. Who here was a weird kid growing up? Anybody? Okay, some people. Or you don't want to celebrate it, that's fine. Or you follow the social contract. All things are cool. I was really weird when I was growing up. I got teased a lot, probably rightfully, but for a lot of reasons. One being that I was always the kid in class that smelled like Cool Ranch. Do you guys know that kid? You don't remember that kid? Where you're like, who is Corn Nuts? Oh, no, it's just that kid. That was me. It was like, scared of water, scared of life. It was great. But I got teased a lot. You know how some kids get teased a lot and they become really like shy and introverted and it's actually kind of sad? And then like some kids are so fucking weird, they don't get that people are teasing them. You know, as kids, because to them, like everyone around them are like plebeians in the magical kingdom in their mind. I was that kid. That was the kind of kid I was. So, like, kids would come up to me and be like, hey, Alicia, here's some garbage. You want to eat this garbage? And I'd be like, a plague on both your houses! And, like, run away. And they were like, did it work? Is she crying? I should mention, this movement is the purposeful, because when I was a kid, I regularly wore a fanny pack that I always kept equipped with uncooked rice at all times, just for, like, spellcasting purposes. Did you guys not do this? It's just me. I remember my mom was always like, why are we out of rice? Like, Mom, do you realize how many demons I have to thwart at school on a regular basis? Don't ask questions. Buy more rice. I also kind of always thought the reason the kids in school made fun of me is that they were just jealous because I was obviously the biological daughter of King Triton of Atlantis. They were just mad. I feel bad for my mom, though, because I feel like my mom thought I was going to be an easy kid because I was like a nerd that kept to myself for most of the time. So she's like, oh, I won't have to worry about this one. Because my older sister is like, you know, like attractive and like socially capable and like likes people. So I think my mom was just like, okay, I have to spend all the prom and like birth control money on her, but the other one is going to be fine. But like, little did she know that she was going to regularly get calls at work from the nurse at my school, letting her know she had to come pick me up because I often thought I was turning into a werewolf in class. Which is a real thing that happened all the time. The nurse would call my mom and be like, yeah, can you come get your daughter? She's got the bloodlust again. And then my mom could just hear me in the background like, tie me down! So it didn't work out for her. I feel a little bad. Every time we went on beach vacations when we were growing up, her and my sister would be acting all normal, just like reading books and sitting in chairs. And then I would just be walking towards the surf and my mom's like, don't go far in the water. And I'm like, I'm fine. And I'm just in my little spandex shorts and my Betty Boop t-shirt. And I was just like walking, mom was like, don't get wet. And I'm like, I'm fine. And then she would look up from her book and see me walking way too far into the tide and just screaming, I'm coming, father! Everyone's like, whose kid is that? Mom's like, ah, it's fine, it's mine, I know. But she's fine. I mean, she does drink Long Island iced teas a lot. And she calls them iced tea, but that's probably okay. She's having an okay time. So no one else was here was weird. I guess that was too weird. When I said weird, you thought I meant you just, you know, were kind of funny. Not that you were like really socially incapable of being alive though. Okay. That was just me. I'm the only person. That's fine. It's out there now. My mom's always like, aren't you embarrassed telling people about this? And I'm like, no, cause you guys think I wrote it cause I'm a comedian. So you think I made it up and it didn't really happen, but it's all true. That's how good of a comedian I am. But I am a fat person. I'm fat. Thank you. Actually, thank you for not saying anything. Because sometimes I say that, like, to crowds, and someone will often yell from the crowd, no, you're not, which is weird. I know it's, like, well-meaning, but it also is basically telling me I don't know what I look like, which is awkward. Like, are we all pretending I have a neck now? Is that the party we're at? That's weird. And it's weird, too, because, see, if I was a guy can go up here and be like, I'm fat, and everyone's like, holy shit, that's Santa Claus, let's hug him. But when, like, a girl comes up here and says, I'm fat, you're all like, oh, someone tell her she's pretty after the show, she's obviously depressed. I'm equally as jolly as the other guy, is what I'm saying. It's okay. I think it's weird that there's a stigma that if you're fat, you must be depressed. You know how many times I've cried when I've eaten delicious food? Zero. That's how many times. I love being fat. I was thin for a bit in my 20s because I wanted to see what everyone was raving about. And I tried it. But you know, like, they don't do this as much anymore. But when I was thin, I remember... like, for a while, there was, like, workout magazines and videos where they would say stuff like, every fat person has a thin person inside of them that's just trying to get out. That's just trying to get out. But the whole time I was skinny, I felt like fat me was just in there, like, feed me! What are we doing? Is this vegan? Fuck you! And it was bad. I'm back to myself. I love it. I love being fat. There are a lot of pros to being fat. Here are the pros. Everything. I'll share it. Just it. It's awesome. I get like eat whatever I want, and I barely have to work out. You're right. I don't work out. You caught me. It's great. I'm in my 30s, so I never get invited to hiking trips or charity marathons. Which is, like, shitty on them, but great for me. I'm excited. I love it. There are no, like, cons to being fat. There's nothing I hate about it. I do get harassed a lot by other adults in the street on a regular basis, which is weird. Like, one time I was walking down the street eating an ice cream cone, not in the summer, it's just lunch break, and this lady walked by and said to her friend, like, loud enough so I could hear, she goes, oh, I bet that's the best part of her day. And the thing is, it is. Like, I'm sorry you feel guilty about eating ice cream before noon. I do not. And that's like not really, you know, that's not her. That's sort of like a, how come I have to worry about my size and you don't? That's like projection. It's the patriarchy. It's not on that late. But I get harassed a lot by guys on a regular basis, which is great. Mostly on the internet, because that's a thing now. This one guy tweeted a picture of Jabba the Hutt with my name on it at me last year, which is like, this is kind of a PSA. If you were fat shaming with Jabba the Hutt in 2014, get out of the fat shaming game, bro. Okay? You missed the train. There are better jokes. You're showing your age. It's bad for everyone involved. It's not good. Also, this guy, I did an interview on one of our free papers, and they put it online, and then like the first comment on under the interview was a guy saying, Alicia Sanchez is Danny DeVito, which was like, really? Fuck. I fucking love Danny DeVito. Are you serious? Is there like a way I can drag as Danny DeVito for the rest of my life? That sounds awesome. Also, I think it's weird you're trying to like make me depressed, but all you're doing is reminding me to watch Batman Returns. Or giving me like sweet Halloween costume ideas. It's not working. It's not working. And I think it's funny that the moral of that, like that the at the logical core of it, it's just some like stranger letting me know they don't want to fuck me. Which is odd. Can you imagine like someone doing that when you're walking down the street, just being like, hey, just so you know, I don't want to fuck you. It's like, what? I don't want to fuck you. Why did this just happen? Why? And also, like, I didn't bring it up. You brought it up. Like, Lady Doth protests too much, sir? I think you might have been thinking about fucking me just then. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You thought of it first. I walked by, you immediately thought about sexual intercourse. I don't know why. But I think it's weird. I think it's weird that the idea is I'm supposed to be like, aren't you sad that every day you leave your house and you don't meet my specific boner requirements? Isn't that upsetting? I'm like, no, that's creepy. Why are you telling me about your boner requirements? I don't know you. That's odd. That is odd, sir. I find that very weird. I got to do comedy at Bumbershoot last year, which was really cool. Thanks. And they have a VIP section. And in VIP, they give away free stuff, which is really cool. And they were giving away free donuts, which I was really excited about for obvious reasons. And then my friend, who's a performer there, she came over to me. And I guess I should mention really quick, she's like a responsible adult that like cares about the way she looks, you know? And she tells me a lot of stories about hiking. Like, I don't want to ruin it, but like begin and end with her walking somewhere. That's really cool. I love her. But she came up to me and she goes, do you think they'll think I'm stupid if I go over to the donut car and I just ask them for half a donut? I'm like, what? Yes. Why would you do that? Why don't you just get a full donut and bring it over here and I'll eat the other half? Like, did you just forget the entire purpose of our friendship just now? Which is just me, like, following you around and finishing all the shit you're ashamed of. Like, I can't eat this whole burger. I'll eat it. This person I'm on a date with is boring. I'll fuck them. I don't care. I just like to party. You guys, all I'm trying to say is that tomorrow's tomorrow and today is happening right now. That is my general philosophy on health and well-being, if you want to follow it. Oh, I guess that bummed everyone out. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Alicia Sanchez, everybody!
Oh, yeah, be careful on those seats.
Geez. Oh, my God. Oh, is this working? Oh, this isn't working. Sorry.
We're working on it.
Okay. Oh, geez.
Oh, there it is.
Hello. Oh, okay.
Hot mic.
Got it.
Alicia.
Cool. Yes.
Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is fantastic. Yeah. This is... You're one of the people. See the way that I do these live episodes is that I want people on here that I'm comfortable talking to.
Yes.
You and I have basically had two conversations, and they've both been about 3 minutes long.
Yes.
So
I what I'm trying to say is I'm so uncomfortable with you.
Okay. Good, that's fine. I just made your entire audience uncomfortable, apparently, so it's cool. Also, if I break this chair, please let's all not tell anyone. That's like my biggest fear in life is to break a chair.
Well,
I don't
like,
want it to get
like
out.
When I told, when I asked everybody who actually listens to the show and about yeah. seven people raised their hand.
Yes.
We're just cutting it out.
Okay.
We
yeah.
just edit
just
it
cut
out.
Cut that out. Just put in like all laughter. Just put in laugh track for me.
Could be a 2-hour laugh track.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
Thank you.
I love
yeah,
that idea.
That's what I do.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're one of the people that I was totally joking, by the way. You do not make me uncomfortable.
Okay, good.
I've always wanted to talk to you, and every time I see you, I say, hey, why don't you come on my podcast?
Yes.
Does that ever, like, when somebody says that to you, do you just go, ah, great.
No.
I'm going to go into somebody's mom's basement.
I don't think that. I have a podcast. I mean, God, we all have podcasts,
yeah.
right?
How many people in here have podcasts?
Yeah, you should have asked how many people have podcasts, see?
Screw
we all have a podcast.
Guys.
So, no, I get excited when people ask me that. That's cool. It means they give a shit about
right.
what right? So it's
I
fine.
Guess so. But, yeah. I like it, too. But I always feel like when I say, hey, yeah. will you come on my podcast? Like somebody, you know, I feel like inside that person's head, it's like, you know, the wheels are spinning and they're going, oh, Jesus.
Oh, I think that's your problem. Probably.
I agree with that.
I have no degrees, but I'm just saying. I did go to Evergreen, so I know it all comes together. It all makes sense.
It all makes sense. That yeah. hairdo makes
yes,
sense.
Yes.
What did sure. you think? What did you think of your time at Evergreen? Did you enjoy that school?
No.
You didn't?
No. Is there? I mean, there probably is grad school there. I don't know. I just did my 4 years on racism.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know about, I guess. And no, it was great. I took law classes. I actually took science, and then I failed a chemistry class, and they wouldn't let me stay in the program.
Oh, really?
So I had to take law, and
so
it was
is this
great.
Something like you made your own major, right? Is that how it
of
works?
Of course,
like,
you do.
Yeah.
You, like, do you know anything about Evergreen?
What was your GPA in your own major?
No, we don't have GPAs. What? No, we're not communists. Actually, no, there are communists there. Never mind. That joke didn't make sense. But there, no, we have evaluations. Where someone,
by what?
By
like
your
the professors or something?
Yeah, they sit down and they talk it out how you did in the class.
How did, will you, okay, would you walk
and
me through
one of those? And they pretend they remember you.
Right.
And it's great. No, luckily I was really obnoxious because we have seminars there a lot where everyone talks. And that's great. And because of that, I dominated all my seminars and I was really obnoxious. So all my professors remember me. So it was fine.
Did you ever have a problem like getting up in front of people and you know, doing comedy or you know, anything on stage? Like doing seminars and things like that. Did you ever have a problem getting up in front of?
I did it at the beginning, but then I got over it really quick because I took a lot of courses on like... on different like civil rights movements.
Uh-huh.
And there was always some white person that would go, oh, it all makes sense now. Why black people are afraid of dogs. What? And then you just have to be like, I'm sorry, can you repeat that, Stacy? What does that have to do with anything? Like, for real, that's what happened. It's just like, I would take a class and I'd be like, I'm kind of uncomfortable. And then someone would be like, I'm in this class about Native history because the idea of a Native American sitting on a horse on a mountain has always been, like, my personal spirit image. And then
so
I'd
they were
like,
Rachel Dolezal and
yeah, yeah, yeah. And I would get real angry, and then I would just yell at them, and that's how I end up being more talkative in class. Because I'm like, I cannot allow this to go without being challenged really aggressively.
Why do you think, because we've had a ton of comedians on this show.
Yeah.
And I always really, sometimes comedians are some of the best people to talk to because they're talkative.
Oh,
they're used
sometimes.
To getting... Yeah, well, right.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Not this time.
Let's not put let's not put misinformation out there.
But comedians are always the funnest to talk to because they do it for a living, right?
You guys
get up there and you put your heart out there. You talk about your weird family history.
Yeah.
And throwing rice on people.
Yeah. I guess no one could relate to that. That's
but what makes comedy such a magnet for people who
damaged people?
Yeah. I wanted to kind of beat around the bush on that one.
Oh my God. Well, it's probably different for everyone. What's a good answer for this question?
Should we do this off mic? Should we practice?
Yeah, let's, and then come back and then I'll have a really perfect answer. I don't know. I imagine because comedy a lot of the time is you want to entertain people, right? But you're also sort of affirming yourself a little bit
because sure.
you want people to laugh because they have a good time. But the secret is you want everyone to tell you you're a good person with laughter. The secret is the laughing and clapping is, it's okay. You can make it through the day, and then you can. And then you go to the next show, and then you bomb, and then you get sad, and then you go to the next one, and everyone laughs, and you're like, I'm okay. I don't know. I'm sure a comedian would give a better, like smarter people would give a better answer to that question. I don't know.
You went to Evergreen. You're supposed to be super smart.
I am not. Yeah, I mean, I have a degree in life, and that's cool. I'm still paying for
game.
It. Yeah, I'm
the
still paying
game.
For it, thankfully. It's great. I mean, I didn't learn a lot. I didn't learn a lot. No, that's not true. I learned a lot at Evergreen. I learned a lot, I learned about how much I hate people that walk around barefoot outside. That's like, definitely. And I'm sorry, like, I'm sure there's like a real Zen reason for that. Or whatever, but I just get so pissed. I also realize, and I hope this isn't going to... Maybe this is the wrong crowd. I realize how much I hate didgeridoos. Yes! Okay, thank you. Thank you. I was
the
afraid.
Worst.
I was afraid where that could go. But I was telling you, every time... I was just like, every time you're walking to class and you're like, I'm paying to be here... But you're like stepping over barefoot people playing rain sticks and didgeridoos. It's like, what are you doing? Do you have class? What are you doing? And it's like, I don't even go here. Who the fuck are you? That's how it was a lot. I had a roommate that
I was going to ask you if rain sticks were involved as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Of course they are.
I had a roommate that because at Evergreen you can do your own contracts where you can write your own program and you just have to have a professor like sign off on the credit.
Right.
And I had a roommate who did his contract on picking up women. Yeah. No, he did. And he broke it down by how to successfully have sex with a hippie chick, a punk chick, a goth chick. And
does anybody have a pen?
Yeah. And I don't know what the final thesis of this program was, but I know that he like just brought random people back to our house.
Oh my God.
And I would have to look him in the eye and act like they weren't part of his program because I don't think they knew. And I'm just like, oh, hello, other person walking in my house with no underwear or pants on to use the bathroom. That's cool.
I just want to, before we wrap things up.
Yes.
I wanted to bring your nerdiness home.
Okay.
Okay. You had a Star Trek marriage.
I did. I had a Star Trek wedding. It's true. It's a Mexican Star Trek wedding, and we called it Trek-Mex. Yes, it's a true story.
Your lovely husband, Mark Allender, up there.
Look at how unhappy my maid of honor looks. What a bitch. She's like ruining the picture.
Can you explain to me? I know what that thing is.
Evan's the only one glad to be there. What? I'm sorry?
What's the thing in the middle is like a weapon used by Worf.
This is a
Batliff.
Right? Yeah, it's a Batliff. It's a Klingon sword.
Klingon. That's right.
Yeah.
Now, what the fuck are those?
Okay. So
because in this picture,
yes.
You're being beat with them.
Oh, yeah, because okay, so the deal is, has anyone here watched Star Trek? Any Star Trek fans? Okay,
they all like Star Trek.
Yes, okay, so and start in Deep Space Nine, which is not as good as TNG, but whatever. In Deep Space Nine, there is an episode where Worf marries Dax. Okay, Dax is why I have those Dax dots on me, because this kind of parasite. That's too long. Well, anyway, but okay. The point being is that Worf, and they have this Klingon wedding ceremony, and in the Klingon wedding, which is the ceremony we had where we have to put those batlets to each other's throats and stuff.
Sure.
Okay, so in the ceremony, in the episode,
sounds beautiful.
It says that after the ceremony commences, the wedding party beats the the groom and the bride with ceremonial what do they call them?
Beating rods.
No, it's like ceremonial maces. And we didn't know what those were, so my husband just, like, got some PVC pipe, and he, like, made those things to look like medieval weapons, and then they just beat us with them.
Alicia Sanchez, everybody! Give her a round of applause! Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite Seattle bands, Mikey and Maddie.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Just as we had swept the rocks away that lay there on the forest floor, with a hurried breath of animals and hearts just like revolving doors, it was there we started raising castles with two simple as a nail and board, unaware that we destroy them materials we can't afford. It's the timbre of your orphan cry, one that everybody knows you by, and still you have to tell the one you love a lie. Maybe in the time of dinosaurs, when words were spoken with our hands, when memories within our minds were stored in ways that we could understand. Mirror, mirror on your bedroom wall, what do you know of these dark eyes? When photographs and good ideas have all been pixeled and computerized, September of your faint cry, one that everybody knows you by, and still you have to hurt the one you love. Been before, would our lives be more romantic if we'd been born into a time of war? It's the way we build a friendship without realizing what it's for, and the way we starve the feral ones to keep on coming back for more. It's the timbre of your one that everybody knows you by, but still you have to lose. just a timber of your faith and pride, one that everybody knows you by. And still you have to lose the one you love.
Thanks, y'all. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Wrestling. falling leaves and Jeff ignites, and holding hands around the lake in December. Now forgetfulness ever, I'm sorry to say. When I see you on the other side, I hate to see you go, like everyone I used to know.
So we should take this time. Mikey's going to tune real quick. I just want to thank Aaron for having us on. We're very, very honored. And Alicia, that was awesome. Yeah. Hard to follow. Mikey's guitar's from 1939, so it goes out of tune really.
35. It's old.
It's the only one he could
afford. I couldn't
afford
any better ones.
Couldn't get a new one.
If anybody's in Fred Meyer and you see one and you want to help me out. Thanks for coming, everybody. This is fun, huh? All right. This is a brand new tune.
Certain is the cold and final curtain. Sooner or later comes crashing down. It's easy come, it's easy go. You felt the high, you feel the low. All the pretty ladies know the time is now. I know that I'm your act, that I'm like you, tired all the time, like maybe it's designed to take and tire us out. But first you love and then you fight, you hold each other through the night. You're wider than your dynamite, the time is now. The storm will stop, the storm will start, and ours will heal a broken heart. And surely everything will all, you know, work out. Cause we've seen the room, we walk the floor, we followed feral flocks before. We're staring at the open door, the time is now. Down by the rain, no, we'll know when we've worked out how to hold the flame. You know who I am, and I know. Thank you.
time is right, the time is wrong. You're never right where you belong. We're bones, we're birds, we're fossils flying underground. We're grains of sand, a running horse, the bison and the dinosaur. Darling, I can't talk no more. The time is now.
Mikey and Maddie, everybody, give it up! Give it up! Mikey and Maddie, everybody. Grab your mics there, guys.
Check, check, mic check.
By my count...
Talk about a Star Trek wedding. Mikey, stop it. Stop it, Mikey.
Oh, sorry. It used to be fun. We used to play Star Trek and stuff.
Not anymore.
My show, assholes.
Hey, who's that guy? Just kidding.
Mikey and Maddie, by my count, you have been on this show 3 times now. Once
that's correct. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Once you guys came over, we met for the first time. What? A couple years ago?
I think it was last year.
What? No. It had to be like at least 2.
At least a couple years ago.
Really?
Yeah. So you guys came over. We got a little drunk. We started recording an episode in my studio. And then I promptly erased the episode. And it was great. I remember it being fucking
awesome.
Yeah. It was such a good conversation. And then, this happens from time to time. I have to stick my tail between my legs and make that trusty phone call that says, hey guys, would you like to come back to my home, record another hour and a half long episode with me? But you guys were gracious enough to do it, and you did that, and we had another great chat, right?
It was fun, yeah.
So, yeah. Tried to rehash some old stuff.
It was the same day, though, really. It was just 4 hours long, I think.
And like a growler and a half through.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. By the way, we do have to thank our sponsors of tonight's show, do206.com. Naked City Brewery, of course, where we're at right now tonight. Wonderful, wonderful place. Thank you for letting us use the screening room. And last but not least, and certainly not least, Do 206. No. Artist Home. I got to say this. Kevin Sir, the purveyor of Artist Home, is sitting in the back corner right now. I want you all to look at him and clap at him because that guy is amazing. And without him, this would not happen, and now he's flipping me off. But you can't see that at home, people, because this is an audio format. That's right. Okay, back to you guys. What's up?
Are these Galen's beers, or can we...
Yeah. Those are for later. I'm sorry, you can't have those.
Oh, that's for
no, go
thing.
Ahead. You can crack those. That's fine.
We'll
have
share.
A beer,
we'll
guys.
Share.
You guys deserve it. So the last time we talked, we had a great time at Timber... music festival in Carnation, run by Artist Home. I was the MC that was coming up on stage and bringing you guys up and introducing you to the crowd. Do you remember this?
Yes.
Okay. So what I said, because Kevin so graciously was like, plug the shit out of yourself.
Oh, okay.
Do that. Plug yourself. You know, tell people where to find you. Tell people what to listen to. And I was like, yeah, cool. People are going to dig it. No, people did not dig that at all. In front of a sold-out crowd, with Mikey and Maddie standing behind me, I got up there and I said, I'm Aaron Roden from the Air Raid Podcast.
Woo!
And I want to let you guys know that you can find the Air Raid Podcast at air-raid.net. You can follow me on Twitter at air-raid-net. And listen to our episodes with people like Bob Saget and Macklemore and Death Cab for Cutie and Presidents of the United States of America and Scott Aukerman. And I start going down the laundry list, and this woman in the front row goes, oh, fuck. Do you remember this?
I vaguely remember that now, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, my God.
Great. Hate that lady.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck.
I really do.
I remember that. Oh,
I really
God.
Do.
I think total, she was naked Kim Jong-il.
Total whore.
That's right. Oh, my God. Yeah. I forgot about that.
So also at Timberfest, we had this thing we called Convo Fest, because basically we all just got drunk, sat in a little circle,
and just talked for hours, which I thought was amazing.
That was
I don't know if you guys have gotten it yet, but I'm really into talking.
That was my favorite part of the whole summer, I think.
Was it really?
I think so. It was so peaceful and calm, and the last summer was like crazy and insane and just, you know, a zillion million things, except for that moment where we just got to hang out and like sit in the shade and drink some beer and talk, which was great.
It was awesome. It was like reconnecting with old friends.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So, go to Timberfest this year, folks. It is fantastic. Super fun. Okay, so since that last meeting we had, you guys have been doing a lot of great things. I mean, you went on tour with Head in the Heart.
Oh, did we do that? I don't know if we did.
We played a couple
of
shows.
Oh, we did. We did. That's right.
I guess that counts as a tour. Yeah.
Great. Okay. Now they think I'm lying. Perfect.
No, just have terrible memories.
So how did those shows go? I mean, you guys played some pretty monster huge venues to pretty monster huge audiences.
Yeah.
Was that nerve-wracking for you guys at all?
Weirdly enough, when you play bigger shows, you see less people in a weird way. You don't see their faces, and so it's just kind of like jamming, you know?
Yeah.
You don't really feel the presence in the
and
same way.
And it was
way.
With the full band.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
By the way, your album, which is out right now and available, is still to this day one of my favorite albums ever.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I listen to it all the time. I listen to it with my daughters, and they absolutely love it. And you guys got a couple for sale?
We do, yeah.
Right now, I just thought of that really bad hate mail from crying Kim Kardashian about how she wrote in and said, plug, plug, plug. Name drop, name drop, name drop. It's fucking true. Great.
Eddie Vedder?
Fantastic. Yeah. Go check it out. Mike McCready on the show. Anyway, so you guys play these big shows. It doesn't faze you at all? I mean, had to have been
super, it was super
pretty
fun.
Excited.
It's what we've been meant to do all our lives, you know.
We're bigger than Jesus.
Yeah. He's
it comes natural, really.
I guess I have to play the part of the humble brother today.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Mikey?
It was just a complete honor, and like, you know, we were just like overwhelmed, and it was just a beautiful thing, you know, really. Yeah.
Now you're going overly humble.
We had to slip a humble brag in there, right? That's part
that's
of the.
Oh, that's part of the deal. Exactly.
Yeah. Come on, we got to get crying Kim Kardashian to write back in.
Right.
So very exciting, right?
Yeah,
so much fun.
Yeah,
it's always fun playing music.
Now, before we started this show, like I have some anxiety issues, and like I have to take to be. Let's be honest here, people. Can I be honest with all of you for a moment? I have to take beta blockers to get up here on stage and talk to you people, talk in front of you. That's a prescription medication that keeps me from going like this. That was shaking for all of you back home. But I have to do that. And there's one thing that happens with anxiety. I was talking to my wife, my lovely wife, Maraid, tonight about stage anxiety. And I was telling her, sometimes like you get up close to a show and you can't go number two. You feel like you got to go number two. You can't go number two.
Yeah, it's the worst thing ever.
And I was talking to you, Mikey, about it earlier. I know that you guys are now super uncomfortable. So
I talk about poop for a living. I mean, I talk about worms and worm poop, you know.
Let's go further in depth.
We can go crazier, yeah.
It is a real thing, right? Stage anxiety breeds no defecato.
Which is muy, muy malo, yeah.
Yeah, that was Spanish
for
defecation.
Part of the salud is muy malo, yeah.
Sure. Have you experienced the same thing? Like, how does stage anxiety manifest for you,
man? Well, I was talking with Galen with this before the show. We just drink a lot, that's the thing. Just profuse drinking.
Is that a true thing?
No, I mean, well, sort of. No.
it used to be true. I don't even remember the first five shows we ever played, and then I realized I'm actually not better when I have six beers before the show. You know what I mean? It's actually not good.
Right,
And I remember having that, like, oh, yeah, kind of moment, and then now it's okay, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You do it enough, and it gets easier, I think.
Yeah.
As far as bowel movements go, though, I think that that's...
Thank you for bringing it back around.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The bowel movement thing is pretty ordinary, I think, at this point. I think I remember in middle school having lots of bowel movements during, before, not during.
During. Wow.
Not during.
It's the second time somebody said on this show.
You were in a band called The Shit Police, right? So, a police cover band, a shitty police cover
the
band.
The Shit Police, yeah, totally. Well, that's good to know. Now my wife can say, oh, okay, I believe you. Which is what I'm after.
That's true. That's
99% of the time. So, yeah, there you go. So being brothers in a band, and I know we've talked about this before, but I want these people to hear it. You two are the Gervais brothers. Your father is in the audience. I met him. Lovely man.
Silent S, though. It's Gervais.
Gervais, yeah. It's the
what?
French.
C'est français.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
It's okay.
Really?
Yeah. Aaron Rudin.
Touche. Touche.
It's Rodin.
Rodin.
I do get the question sometimes. It's like, oh, you're related to Rodin? No. No. I'm more closely related to a rat.
Oh, the Rodin.
Yeah, Rodin. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
French for rat. So you guys are brothers. You know, how long have you guys been making music together?
We actually, funny enough, this will tell you how old we are. We just had our 20th anniversary of our first ever live performance in front of a public audience.
Wow!
Like last month, actually.
Really?
Yeah, we played at the
20 years.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
At the University District Street Fair when we were tweens, in a band called Green Academy with our neighbor from down the street, Phil Hardwick.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's fantastic. And were you always a guitar player, Manny?
No, I was a drummer back then. So
secret
really
fact is he's a kick-ass drummer, like a really, really good drummer, but he never gets to drum. And yeah.
Do you still own a drum set?
Yeah. I think I loaned out pieces of it. It's floating around Seattle. But
you're never getting that back.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I know.
You never get back. I learned that the hard way as well. Yeah, sure, you can borrow my set. I used to play drums in a two-piece. I don't know if you guys knew this. But I used to play drums in a two-piece here in Seattle, and it was terrible. That's why we're no longer a band. I was way better at talking.
What was it called?
It's called The Ministry of Love.
Nice. That's a great name.
Right? Here's the problem. Here's the fucking problem with that name. All right? A lot of people thought, hippie jam band. The Ministry of Love, actually.
1984?
It's from the book 1984. They were the ministry in charge of torture.
Right.
And that's what we did. We tortured the fuck out of people for about 30 minutes.
Damn, I'm bummed I missed that.
Yeah, right? Yeah, super
reunion
bummed.
Tour. Reunion
super
tour.
Bummed. I don't think that's happening. That's not happening anytime soon. Mikey and Maddie, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, everybody.
Give it up, everyone.
Thanks, Aaron.
All right. I love you guys. I really do. I really, really do. One of my favorite bands. Buy their album. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael and Galen of the band Pickwick.
Hello. Thanks for being here. We have a band house up north, and I was digging through the basement where we have a bunch of gear, just layers and layers of gear, and I found Napoleon Dynamite.
We're really going to explore the space tonight.
Yeah. He gave us this and said, go forth.
So here's the deal. We're a band that relies a lot on bass and drums, and every time that we have to do one of these solo acoustic performances, we're like, what the hell do we do? Because we need a rhythm section. So
like, for as an example, you know, they as brothers,
they could just play guitars and sing together.
And their voices magnetically meet as you're listening, and, you know, these soothing sounds. He has a brother in the band, but we put them on the diametric, you know, the polar opposite of each other in the band, and we say, you play bass, you play guitar, just sonically stay the fuck away from each other.
Yes, exactly. Just don't even.
That's the
look
way we treat that brotherly thing.
So what you're gonna get is some tasty little synths from the good old days of 1983. This is called an Omnichord. It's kind of like an electric auto harp. It's got a built-in drum machine, and it's pretty tasty. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play three songs, one old, one new, and we're going to throw in a cover, and we're going to have a good time, and we're going to play like a Star Wars drinking game, all right? And the Mariners won, and we got Star Wars, so it's a good day. All right.
Amen.
All right, so I'm going to need you guys to be quiet, because I'm basing everything I do off of that sound right there, and I can barely hear it. So this is called Hacienda Motel.
That whore, she left you bloody on the motel lobby floor. Even though she took your money, oh, you know she needed more. She's thinking, I'll just take what I can get. I've got him where I want him, or should I place a bigger bet? All the clean lies she told herself, getting ready for that night. All the strings they kept on pulling till she couldn't feel out tight. All the mixing and the meddling as the hit was going down. The naked man was singing, but he didn't make a sound. Ah. At last we see the casket, all the widow out to face. Sure, it was off your body, your nose all beaten down. As the preacher bowed his head, two men hardly make a sound, 'cause now they're at the city and a change is coming down. Shot me, I knew it couldn't last for long. Lady, you shot me, now the tent is falling down. Lady, you shot me, all the river's running out. Shot me and my brother knocked me down. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Doesn't this sound like the X-Files?
Hey, back that baby up a little bit. There you go. Okay. Is that good?
Ready?
Okay. All right, this is a new one.
Head isn't held as high since I told her she had to lie. If they say I'm to blame, I'm sitting on the bank. Can't you handle the fame? Mm-hmm. If you wanted to pay for me, I'll go with you where you need. All the different degrees of the people to see. She caught me red-handed at the front of the store. Red-handed like I needed some more. She'd better say something. She doesn't believe in me. She was still in pain, but she hadn't released my name. She was pacing the floor as I opened the door. When they asked her if she's alright, couldn't find any signs of fight. He just floated away as the night turned to day. She caught me red-handed at the front of the store. Red-handed like I needed some more. She'd better say something. She doesn't believe in me. She caught me red-handed at the front of the store. Red-handed like I needed some more. She'd better ask questions. She asked questions of me.
Thank you.
I gotta set the drum machine up again. I'm going back to Latin.
Solid choice.
Thanks. Yeah. I appreciate the food, I appreciate the music, the culture.
My mom's from Brazil.
Yeah. The people, I appreciate the people. Yeah. Alright. This is a Supreme song. Here we go.
Set me free, why don't you, babe? Get out my life, why don't you, babe? You really don't want me. You just keep me hanging on. You really don't need me. You just keep me hanging on. Why do you keep coming around, playing with my heart? Why don't you get out of my life? And seeing you only breaks my heart. Get off my life, why don't you, babe? Get out my life, why don't you, babe? You really don't want me. You just keep me hanging on. You really don't need me. You just keep me hanging on. You really don't want me. You just keep me hanging on. You really don't need me. You just keep me.
Thanks. Michael and Galen. Michael and Galen of Pickwick, everybody. And the Omnicord. Okay, is everybody having a good time? I really... Like Alicia stated earlier, like the whole reason I started a podcast 5 years ago was that I wanted your attention. And this is the best. Right? Yeah. Okay. Michael and Galen. Let's chat.
Hey, man. Are these both of these tall boys for me?
They're for the drinking game.
Oh,
I got four.
Okay, cool.
We're going to play a little trivia.
All right.
Here coming up. So hold your fucking horses.
Sorry. Sorry.
Well, welcome back to the Air Raid podcast, you guys.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you so much for coming on the live show. This is a real treat. Galen, you broke your foot.
Yes.
How did you do that?
Well, because we've been spending a lot of necessary time perfecting our craft, a.k.a. recording vis-a-vis, not going on tour.
Right.
I took this, you know, as a father of two, I thought that I would take a job that utilizes all of my...
Your English degree?
Yeah, my degree in literature.
From where'd you go?
UC Santa Cruz.
UC Santa Cruz.
I hear you guys make jokes
slug.
About Evergreen, right? Which is basically the same thing, but I think it's just better.
Did you pick your own? Did you make your own major?
I could have, and there were evaluations, but I didn't have the kind of resolve. No, I mean, literature.
The story that I love is how
I know this about you.
Yeah.
No resolve, Galen. Galen DeStone. No resolve.
Yeah,
no
so reason. Anyway, so before we get too tangential,
I know you have
a very strict time limit.
Yeah.
But so literature degree.
Has anything about this show been strict?
So I pissed my life away in college by majoring in English, which is an education you can get from a book club
computer
here in
Seattle. Computer science,
right?
People. Computer science.
So I made
That's how you make money.
I made that. Adult decision.
Yes.
And then I made another adult decision as a father of two to start cleaning windows, right? Which I have to, I don't go higher than 32 feet.
Wait,
that's
how much?
Still
the third
ball.
Story. The okay. third story okay. of your house.
All right. That's a rule.
Right.
All right.
So while I'm washing windows, which, you know, is the culmination of
hold
where,
on,
I,
on,
where
I
brought
I
my
just
life
wanna,
up
I just
want
to get
point.
A read on how this is all working. Are you good at it?
Yes.
Well,
customer satisfaction is through the roof.
That's debatable. Like, that's debatable. Like, the other guys that I know that do it say you might be a bit slow.
Yeah. Well, hello. We get back from tour.
Yeah.
Right? Last year, Galen Diston, no marketable skills other than literature skills.
Yeah.
Right? So I teach some vocal lessons, and that shit's exhausting. You know, you're just like... With all these people, just, you know, just,
singing is hard. Just, I'd rather carry a ladder around all day.
No, it's like, you know, I mean, you know what it's like to stare somebody in the face and say, I think you do have reason to be confident on stage.
Yeah. You know, you do have a good voice.
So, you know, so because of him, basically, I start washing windows because, you know, and then I listen to your podcast while I'm washing windows.
You
because,
do?
Because it's the kind of mind-numbing work that sort of supports, you know. You know, it's conducive to sort of digesting, you know.
Did
your,
you guys hear that? Did you guys hear that?
Just like someday, you know, like it's hard for me to get into Noam Chomsky. I'd rather just put you on while I'm doing the windows, you know.
It's like Noam on one side.
Fuck you.
So I'd like to, I just want to say that I fell from 10 feet. The ladder slipped out from under me.
Oh, so now you're actually getting to the question that I asked.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Right.
We're going to be here for a while.
Right. And I was not listening to your podcast because, and thank
God. That's the reason.
Maybe because I wasn't, but if I was, this shit would have gotten real litigious quick, dog.
Yeah.
You know? You know?
You would have taken my studio away from me.
You know? Yeah, everything.
So you're saying you
everything
would
have sued that you
me.
Have, these things, they'd be mine.
Take them! Take them, you asshole! That's why I just got this picture in my mind, just standing there watching you take everything out of my studio.
Yeah, I'd do it slow. I'd maintain eye contact.
Fucking terrible.
Customer satisfaction is through the roof if anybody's interested.
Yeah, if anybody needs their windows washed.
Well, you know, in 5 weeks.
In 5 weeks.
In 5 weeks.
Five to six.
I'll be passing this boot around that I got at the urgent care.
Yeah.
In case anybody wants to shove wads of pity money inside of it. Okay?
He's not kidding.
So, I don't know if I...
He's not.
He's not.
He's not.
Not at all. I don't know if I told you guys
it's
this,
not a
but
joke.
I've been a smoker for a very long time.
Respect.
Since I was 13 years old.
Oh.
And it's a really hard habit to quit. I agreed with my wife that tonight is my last day of smoking.
Well,
wow.
Shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, you guys could have, like, applauded for other things during the show.
Hey, Aaron. Like, oh, he's so funny. Oh, God, I'm going to listen to
his
podcast.
So your wife just committed to, like, hating you for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be fucked. It's going to be totally fucked.
Aaron, have you ever seen that movie, The Purge?
I have. Yeah.
You just got to go, like, why aren't you smoking right now, dude? Like,
I went out. I'm sorry. Yeah. I've seen you guys play a lot.
Yeah.
So I actually went out and had a cigarette.
I don't.
Respect.
I was at the show.
I would do the same.
Yeah, I was at the show. I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. But anyway, can I
yeah, you
talk?
Can talk? You can talk.
Can
now.
I talk during my show?
You can talk.
Okay.
You can talk.
I'm so sorry.
So the deal she made me was if you quit for a full year, you get to buy yourself a full-size Boba Fett.
Oh, nice.
Like
you guys know what Boba Fett is,
this
right?
This is three-dimensional,
is this like
right?
Boba Fett?
Three-dimensional.
A professionally made Boba Fett costume that I can stick on a mannequin and keep in my studio.
Is this like some sort of weird sex toy or something? Like, what is this?
You could potentially use his phaser weapon.
Yes.
Or laser blaster.
Come on,
blaster.
Dude. Think out of the box. Just use the helmet.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, come on.
Right.
Why stop at the blaster?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of... He's got a rocket pack. Mm. I mean...
Don't
a lot
we
of phallic
all?
Things going on in the Boba Fett costume. I don't know if you guys, are aware, but I told this to Jay Cox of Dude 206 and Tomo Nakayama a couple weekends ago.
Good
and
men.
They both fucking looked at me like I was the dumbest person on
the
planet.
I think it's pretty weird.
Like your wife is giving you, like making you some sort of deal like that where you get to spend $2,000 on a costume and put it on a mannequin, and you're not getting something like a Ferrari?
Can you wear the costume? Is it like something
you can wear the costume? Oh, it's like so Halloween forever. Yeah.
So like Comic-Con rolls around, you're Boba Fett, the
I'm
whole
Boba
deal.
Fett. I go and people want to take
I'm
pictures
into it.
With me
I'm
and
into
they want to touch my rocket pack.
I'm into it. I thought it was just like this statue of Boba Fett that just stands in your corner. And
which would be cool, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be most of the year.
Yeah.
Okay. Right? So when you guys come back to the studio.
Steal
when
that.
When I have you on Steal. Again in a year.
Yeah.
Because that's all I can really stand. Yeah. I just want to be
understandable.
Totally serious. But you'll see, hopefully, if I quit smoking for a full year, I get a goddamn Boba Fett.
Yes.
That's cool.
Thank you.
That's cool.
For clapping, my fellow nerds.
The struggle starts tomorrow.
Yeah, it does. Do not get in this space around me for the next month.
okay?
The struggle I will towards slave
you.
One.
What's the strategy? Are you going to go like gum? Are you going to go patch? Are you going to go cold turkey? What's the vibe?
Our drummer just does mints.
Yeah, our drummer
mince.
Just does mints.
He's moved
and
on
then
to
he,
mince.
And then he punches people. Like he gets yeah. really angry.
I'm going to do gum, yep. patches, yep. and probably
heroin.
You know, yep. More secret cigarettes.
Yeah. Okay. Wean yourself off.
Right? Yeah. I'm just going to wean myself off.
You can have...
That's always worked in the past.
Yeah.
The last 21 fucking years.
It's a tried
years.
And true method.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
You get a free pass anytime you come to one of our shows. We will allow you to go outside and chain smoke. We'll yeah. provide the cigarette.
We will allow you to not watch the show and be outside and smoke
you
all
you
want.
You just don't want me to have a Boba Fett. You're
no.
jealous.
No. You can have
You're wearing
that
a Star Wars shirt.
Well, yeah, dude. I knew what was going down tonight, so yeah, I thought I'd represent.
Jesus.
I listened to that episode when you went to the Olive Garden. I was cleaning a gutter while
we
I did
We spent $100 at the Olive Garden because my uncle gave us $50 gift certificates.
I know. I just told you. Olive I just told Garden. You. I listened to the episode.
Well, they didn't.
Right. Right.
Yeah. And then... By the sound of things, they're never going to listen. So, I'll tell you right now. We spent $100 at the Olive Garden.
What kind
and
of...
And I left, like, hurting, like, really yeah. bad.
You know what...
And even my daughter, my 4-year-old daughter goes, "Oh, Dad, my belly is full of ice cream."
No. No. You know, Buca di Beppo, that's a silent killer as well.
That'll get you. That'll
family
get you.
Style dining.
Creeps up on you.
Oh,
especially
mercy.
If you're sitting at a big round table.
Yeah. If you are of the IBS persuasion, you stay away from Buca di Beppo.
We already talked about poop yeah. with Mikey yeah. and Maddie. We only talk about poop once in every episode. Yeah. So let's move off this conversation.
All right, you got it.
Okay.
Yeah, stage fright has the opposite effect for me, but yeah. not on stage.
Just makes
right
you
before.
Loose.
Just right before, yeah.
Just right before?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Noted.
Yeah.
That's why it stinks in the hallway. Okay. So, Galen, you are a father as well as I am. Tomorrow is Father's Day.
Yes.
What is your, like, what's your, like, dream Father's Day?
Mm.
What do you do? What do you normally do?
Well... I think my dream Father's Day would
dress
be...
dress up as Boba Fett?
Yeah. Okay. While wearing a Boba Fett costume would probably be to come to an establishment such as this. And I've never had one of those trays where somebody gets like the 7 tiny beers.
The sampler.
So I'd like to... I think I'd like to do that with my wife and not my kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But what I will probably do instead is just sit... in my parents' basement while my dad and my son play slot cars and I just kind of have this glazed look over my face. That's kind of what I'll do. That's probably what we'll end up doing.
Yeah. I have big plans myself. I'm going to stain a door.
Yeah.
What?
I'm going to stain a door.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're like broadcasting your manliness on Father's Day.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to accomplish a task.
Did you see the picture of my man bod?
I did.
Earlier?
Impressive.
I saw that, right? Yeah. I'm an underwear model.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah. It's like you, Thor, you know. Yeah.
You don't
same,
get that
same category.
You don't get this body from not staining doors, okay?
How dark are you going on the stain?
Yeah. You know, yeah. That's a good question. That's a good fucking question.
Do you
question.
Have to sand it? Does it have to be sanded? Yeah. Is this a painted door yeah. or what? Come on.
No. It's not a painted door. It's a natural.
What kind
no,
of brush?
So it's a new door.
Cedar.
Oh,
cedar.
You bought a new door.
Hey.
No. 2 years ago. Now I got to restain it.
This
is why you guys are laughing at this? I came up with some fucking fantastic trivia questions about Star Wars with some really funny answers.
Yes.
And nary a laugh. Now we're laughing at stain.
So he's a window washer. I paint. So, like, what kind of brush you going to go with?
I'm going to go with the little foam. I'm going to go with the little foam wedge thing.
Oh, come on, man.
What? Mm. That's not... You want me to use cloth?
Those are cute. Those are cute.
Those are cute. Very cute.
No, like, purdy stain brush or anything like that?
No, I don't like to use those with stain because then I really have to clean them. And my purdy brushes, I used to be a painter, my friend.
Okay.
Oh. Have you ever taken a nap? Yeah. Have you ever taken a nap on a roof?
No. I have... He has. Probably.
I have.
That's how Galen broke his
yeah,
leg.
Yeah.
I wake up from the nap and all of a sudden. Yeah. No, it wasn't on a roof. It was like kind of in that weird area right where someone's, there's like a little bit of cement right before the gate and some the side yard of somebody's house.
That's where I pee.
I just kind of laid down there.
That's where every dad pees.
Yeah, I pee there. I don't sleep there. I pee there.
You can choose your own nap spot. Okay, that's my preferred spot.
Yeah. Okay.
I took a nap on a roof once in Ellensburg, and I was painting this, like, it was a really small section of Eve that I had to finish, right?
Yeah.
And I finally, I wake up, and I come down off the ladder, and my boss is standing there, and he goes, shouldn't have taken a fucking hour, Aaron.
Yeah,
like, literally, that was like a five-minute job.
Yeah.
Like, being up there, I fell asleep for an hour on a roof. Sunburnt half of my body because the other half was under shade.
Damn.
Yeah.
Do you tape or do you just cut? You just, like, I don't even care about that trim. I'm just going to cut.
I'm such a badass cutter, dude.
Yeah, I respect that about you.
Take that brush and I just, like,
exactly.
Pinstripe, man.
Tape is for chumps, man.
Pinstripe.
You just cut that. Just cut it.
I'm watching this.
I didn't get this bod from not pinstriping.
Yep.
I'm watching this moment unfold between the two of you where you're earning his respect slowly but surely. Yep.
And I've lost yours?
No. I just want to say that I equally was, you were earning my respect when you kind of started going on that rant against the audience.
Oh, wow. Oh,
So that was the that was when I sort of warmed up to you. Was when you started doing that. Our drummer was drunk at a bar a couple nights ago, and it's like 11 o'clock, and on Facebook
sounds normal.
He starts going in like these individual posts, like, if I were to delete my Facebook right now, he's like, would any of you even care? And then so I love this shit, right? So I'm like. I'm the only commenter, and I'm just like, go, baby, go. I'm just like, so then he starts like, then he does like another individual Facebook post where he's like talking about how he should be reading a book right now and blah, blah, blah.
I want people to see my face. So,
good.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyway, so that's, I mean, that's the kind of thing I respect is when people really go there.
Yeah.
You know?
Just really just lose their shit.
Yeah,
just,
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Break the fourth wall,
Facebook,
baby. Just
Facebook
go for
is
it.
Really funny because Facebook is the place where now people go and be like, I don't want to make a big deal about this, guys,
but
I'm quitting Facebook. And I just want you to know, because I think Facebook is now vapid and full of retards. You're not supposed. Oh,
you can't say that. You can't say that word.
You can say it. Don't stop there, buddy.
Just keep going. Just go. Just go.
Mentally
man.
Disabled people and homosexuals.
What?
Yeah? You like that?
Yeah.
Am I earning more of your respect?
Whoa.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
We're really thankful to have been a part of the final Air Raid podcast.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys.
That was awesome.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Corporate beer sponsors gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Big time. We're taking that part out.
So, everybody, just make sure you go home and press the subscribe button. And then, you know.
I love you guys.
Likewise.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah. This has been a lot of fun. Like I said earlier to Alicia, Alicia was the only person that... that I had never had on the show before, and it was such a pleasure to finally have her on because I respect what she does so much, and I respect what Mikey and Maddie do, and I respect what you guys do, and I'm so comfortable with you guys because I feel like I know you very well after having you on the show and, you know, just really learning who you are.
You've seen everything.
I have.
Yeah, you've peeled you've peeled that onion, baby. It's
yes,
like,
I have.
You know.
Yes, I have. But it's such a pleasure to have you guys back on. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. Thank you,
Mikey
and Maddie, for coming on the show. This has been awesome. Thank you all for coming to the show, making this our second completely sold-out show. This has just been awesome. And thank you to our sponsors, Do 206 and Artist Home, and of course, Naked City Brewery for letting us use this space. I hope you guys have enjoyed yourselves. Thank you so much. Tell your friends Alicia Sanchez is the funniest human being you will ever meet. Aaron Mason, the guy who made all of the audio work tonight. Big round of applause for him and his podcast, The Grapes of Rad. Let's do that music, buddy. Thank you guys for coming. Have a good week. It turned out to be the howling of a dog. Or a wolf to be exact. The sound sent shivers down my back. But I was drawn into the pack. And before long, they allowed me to join in and sing their song. So from the cliffs and higher still, yeah, we would gladly get our fill, howling endlessly and shrilly at the dawn. And I lost the taste for judging right from wrong. For my flesh had turned to fur, yeah, and my thoughts they surely were turned to instinct and obedience to God.
I love that he went there.
Yeah, awesome.
You can wear your fur, I can live on fire. But you better be sure if you're making God a liar. I'm a rattlesnake, babe. I'm like you on fire. So if you're gonna get me, don't be afraid of what you
that don't have, like, accidentals in it. And I was like, well, we can put this in a minor.
On the day that I turned 23, I was curled up underneath the dogwood tree. When suddenly a girl, her skin the color of a pearl, she wandered aimlessly, but she didn't seem to see. She was listening for the angels just like me. So I stood and looked about, I brushed the leaves off of my snout, and then I heard my mother shouting through the trees. Should have seen that girl go shaky at the knees. So I took her by the arm, we settled down upon a farm, and raised our children up as gently as we please. My fur has turned to skin, and I've been quickly ushered in to a world that I confess I do not know. But I still dream of running careless through the snow, through the howling winds that blow, across the ancient distant flow, fill our bodies up like water till we know. Like a river on fire, but you better be sure if you're making God a liar. I'm a rattlesnake, babe. I'm like fuel on a fire. So if you're gonna get made, don't be afraid of what you've learned.
And we go out with our friends there after a show, some shitty show that was not attended. And you did karaoke.